Well, yes, indeed. Thousands and thousands have descended upon the city of Prince George for the Canada Winter Games. The opening ceremony tonight at the CN Centre, and then over the course of the next 2 weeks, athletes will be competing for medals and bragging rights all over the city. And Daybreak's Audrey McKinnon has been keeping us up to date so far, and will be throughout the balance of the stories, or sorry, of the games. And she's been searching out those stories within the games, and she's with me this morning. Audrey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So, tell me what role the Canada Winter Games play for these types of athletes.
They're actually a really big deal for some athletes. They're kind of a stepping stone in a lot of situations. Just statistically, if we look at the last junior national hockey team, I think it was 64% of the players were Canada Games alumni.
Oh.
And same with if we look at the 2010 Olympics, Canada Games alumni contributed to 16 of the country's 26 medal tally. So this is, for a lot of these athletes, this is possibly them moving on to the Olympics, Paralympics, or Special Olympics, because we do cover it as winter sports, summer sports, Paralympic sports, and Olympic, Special Olympic sports as well.
Okay. Now, one of the big attractions could be speed skating over the course of this game, but we're heading towards 7 degrees today.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly prime outdoor speed skating weather. And I know the ice oval has been a big issue. It's been closed before the games because of some mild temperatures. So are there going to be speed skating, or is there going to be speed skating on Sunday?
Or is it prime speed skating temperatures? Actually, the temperatures are not necessarily going to be an issue as long as it's dipping below 5 degrees at nighttime. If it's warm during the day, it's not a big deal. It's okay. The athletes are used to working outdoors a lot of the time, and these warmer temperatures aren't necessarily a bad thing. And actually what it can do is it melts a little bit of the ice so that it can go into the cracks beneath the ice.
Okay.
And when it refreezes at night, it creates a much firmer surface for the skaters. So these could be ideal temperatures, but it is really wet outside there, so I'm kind of wondering if that's going to play into this.
That could be the ointment, the fly in the ointment there. So what sort of backup plan have you heard about?
Yeah, the Fort St. John Pomeroy Sports Centre is the backup plan, and that's Canada's second largest long track speed skating track. So I don't think it would be necessarily a negative thing to have to go there. It's a nice track. But Phil Bolio, he's the director of sport and venue for the Canada Winter Games. He insists that we're probably not going to have to use it. And if we do have to, we'll decide the morning of and fly all the athletes out there totally prepared.
What sort of personal stories have you been looking forward to telling about these athletes?
Oh, I had a nice little time with Avril Harris. He's giving the athlete's oath to tonight. Mm-hmm. At the opening ceremony. He's a wheelchair basketball player, but he doesn't actually use a wheelchair in regular life. When I met him, he was standing up and walking around on two legs, pushing wheelchairs around. So he's actually, the reason that he's doing the sit-down wheelchair basketball is because his dad, who does have to use a wheelchair and also participated in professional sports and competed a lot when he was growing up, he was often alongside with him. And I think the first time he said he used a wheelchair, he was 3 or 4 years old or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just what he's always been used to. So it's amazing. He's going to be out there playing, and he showed me how you can do the little pop of wheelies and stuff and get air on a wheelchair. It was amazing to see that.
Some of these sports, I suppose, are sports that we don't see every day. They're certainly not the types of sports that show up on the sports channels on a regular basis. What do you think is going to happen with people who are seeing some of these sports for the first time or exposed to them for, you know, a fairly limited period of time?
I mean, I guess it depends on your interest level. I think it's interesting to look at some of the technicalities, and if you can learn a little bit about the sports ahead of time, that's probably a good way to do it. I think you might find a little bit more interest there. I headed out to the target shooting setup over at the College of New Caledonia, and they're just setting up this new equipment and things like that, and I got into this discussion about the types of crowds they have. And that is actually one that is not as popular here as it is in other places. Apparently, other places they get these really rowdy crowds, and in Canada, not so much. But it was really interesting to learn about just the the requirements for their clothing. They're allowed to wear whatever they want, mm-hmm. but if their jacket is too stiff, they're not allowed to use that jacket. So there are these kind of strange stipulations because it gives them support for shooting the gun, right? Same with the flatness and firmness of the bottoms of their shoes. They have to have a certain flexibility to their shoes or they're not allowed to shoot.
So they try and make the field of conditions at least as equal as they can between competitors.
Yeah, trying to standardize it a little bit, make it fair.
Well, I know in the Netherlands, I mean, they just go mad for speed skating the way, you know, hockey heroes are elevated in this country. They feel the same way about their speed skating heroes. So it's always fascinating to see how different things crop up.
Really interesting.
You know, I suppose for a lot of people coming to Prince George, this is their first experience with this city. There's been a lot of preparations, although I was saying earlier this morning, it might be a bit of a shock this morning when they start to smell the city today, because that can be sometimes an issue if you're visiting. But what sort of things have been happening in terms of the city getting ready for all of this?
Well, I mean, we know that the signage has gone up and we have all the venues going up and we have the log cauldron just down the street. It's beautiful. And there were actually some rumors I heard from a few different people. That police have been going around and asking homeless people or street level people to sort of get out of the area and clean up and make it look a little bit nicer. I just wanted to address that quickly because I went down to the fire pit the other day. That's the local shelter down the street. And I asked one of the elders there if she had heard anything about that, just since she's in communication with a lot of these people. She said they had just had about 200 to 250 people in that morning or that afternoon. And there's no sign of any of that happening. They did have a visit from the superintendent as well a few weeks ago saying, we know these rumors are going around, but no, we're not kicking anyone out of downtown. Everybody's welcome. And actually what they've done is, just a side note, they've extended their hours for the Canada Winter Games too, so that some of those street level people who don't necessarily have the money to go to some of these events, they have somewhere to hang out and celebrate.
Well, the games get underway today at 6 o'clock at the CN Centre. They'll be on TSN. You can also watch them downtown at the Canada Games Plaza. CanadaGames2015.ca is the website if you want to find out what's going on and where. And that's CanadaGames2015.ca. Audrey McKinnon will be keeping us up to date here on Daybreak. Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you.